Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad. I don't pull out. My guest today is Brian from also Fox Nomad.
Hi.
So this is kind of a different episode. We decided to record this episode in two parts. One is before Berlin Marathon, and we'll record the second half, which will basically be in 30 minutes after the marathon. I wanted to talk a little bit about how the city changes. I wanted to talk about the race experience because this would be my first time running Berlin Marathon or just a marathon, period. So, but the reason I wanted to do it this year was because I went to the Cheer Zone last year with some of the running groups. Super fun. Berlin just really transforms over the 3 weeks leading up to the marathon. So I realized it's a travel experience as well. And now, so I've gotten to see it from the cheering part, and I will get to see it from the running part. So I thought I would just kind of talk about, you know, how things change. I guess as somebody who hasn't, you know, been here during the marathon time, what would you expect? Like, would you think things would change? Like when it comes to booking anything, do you have any idea?
Yeah. I mean, I live in Chicago and we have a couple marathons a year that are a pretty big deal, but I feel like the city's so densely populated. I'm not noticing. I mean, I see like a lot of signs and like restaurants will do like specials kind of about the marathon before, but I don't notice a lot of like tourism coming in more than usual. So I feel like I'm kind of assuming that's what's happening in Berlin, which is pretty interesting to me. Like a lot of people travel in for it from other countries. Is that kind of true?
Yeah, so I think this year there are 60,000 actual runners.
Wow.
And the statistics from last year, off the top of my head, I think were like 120,000 to 150,000 people arriving to the city just for the marathon.
Wow.
So it's people running, it's their families, you know, partners, kids,
wow,
that. And so like hotels start filling up. Like the week before the marathon, finding a hotel here, the flights all get more expensive. So it kind of, yeah, it's like a huge influx of people.
Wow. I mean, that's fun. Do you feel like it's like mostly Europeans that are coming in from different countries, or is it like truly worldwide?
It's really international. So I'll talk a little bit about the expo. I'm picking up the bib in a second, but based on that, it's definitely a very international crowd. But a lot of people don't know. I think Chicago is like this as well, because, you know, there are six, maybe now seven world major marathons. There's Chicago, London, Berlin, Tokyo, Sydney, New York. Those are the six major ones. I think they added a seventh one, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, there are six. Those are the big ones. They all kind of run the same.
Okay.
And they work on a lottery system. So,
right,
there are too many people. There are more people who want to run than they can accommodate. So what you do is literally right after one of the marathons, Boston, that's the other one. You go online, you fill out a form, you register, and then you hope you get in. It's basically based on that. I have heard there's all these kind of rumors about like how it works and the system, gaming the system. And like, if you run fast enough, you've got to run like some crazy times, you get in automatically. But for most like normal people, you do the lottery system. And what I've heard is if you live in Berlin and you put that as your address, you have a higher chance of getting in. So I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I applied in the lottery. I didn't get in the first time. I got lucky. I won a raffle through a running group that I'm a part of here. So it just kind of worked out. And there is this whole like underground, like gray market of people selling bibs
Oh my
because,
God.
yeah, you're not allowed to transfer the bibs.
Whoa,
So
this is like drama.
people get injured all the time. They drop out for whatever reason. They sell their bib, but you have to run under somebody else's name. You're not technically allowed to do it.
Dang,
And there's like a
that's
whole
crazy.
like YouTube video because they give you this. Well, let me start like 3 weeks before. So for people visiting the city, like they start putting up the barricades. You start seeing like the barriers, the fences all around the city where the race route is going to be. So about 3 weeks out, the traffic slowly starts to change in the city. Like it's a little bit more congested. I don't know if it's like that in Chicago. I would assume they start probably 2 weeks out, just putting the things kind of in place.
Totally. Like right outside my apartment.
And it's wild, like what neighborhoods and stuff.
I know.
So they set those up about like 3 weeks out, and then if you are in, if you do get in the marathon, about 2 weeks out, they give you your bib number and the group you're going to run in, and you can also then reserve when you go to the expo. So those are kind of the official things. About 5 days out, they send you the app. There's like a new version of the app every year, and then that way people
Whoa.
can track you, you can track your friends, all that stuff.
That's crazy. That's so cool. What's the expo? I don't even know.
So what happens is like you go to pick up your bib, which was like Germans I find are usually pretty organized, but every year people complain about it, and picking up the bib was like a disaster. I mean, I should show you photo. I took a ton of photos yesterday. It was like I decided to get there early. They have like a convention center. It's not close to the center of town. I was like, they open at 3. My appointment's at 3:15 in the afternoon. I'll go there at like 2:30, 45. Should be. There were 3,000 other people with the same idea.
Oh my God.
So there's this huge like mass of people that are going to pick up their bibs. They're not arranged in lines. There's no organization outside of the convention space. So it was, I thought like there was going to be like a crush of people. I mean, it was really kind of nuts.
Oh God. More packed than the actual race, sounds like.
Yeah. And like people get like kind of competitive, like trying to get around you and stuff. Like it was pretty intense.
Wow.
Oh, and just one other thing is like leading up to the race, I guess, of sticking in the timeline, I guess. A week out, they have the last 10 miles of the race basically gated off. It's open to car
Whoa.
traffic, but all the running groups in the city get together the Sunday before the marathon every year. They run the last 10 miles. So it's 16.7 kilometers. And you can run that last route. You don't have to be running the marathon to join. It's free. But if you are, you get to see the route. It helps you to know where it is. And it ends at the Brandenburg Gate. But the actual marathon doesn't end at the gate. It's like 400 meters after the gate. So a lot of people
Past.
stop at the gate, you know? And it's like, no,
Oh, you're like,
you gotta go. Like, just like, yeah, another couple minutes. And that one is super fun, and it's usually like they have some sponsors, you know, donuts. I think this year was the famous donut company here, whatever.
Yum.
So and then there are like shakeout runs. New Balance had a shakeout run. They give you free stuff. Ultra had a shakeout run.
Nice.
Basically, like if you need free running shirts, socks, you will find them. And speaking of,
Nice.
then you get to the pick up your bib. That's where we left off. And this kind of gets into the gray market. So they give you this wristband when you walk in, right? So you
Oh,
fight off all
wow.
these people. It took me about an hour from line to get inside.
Wow.
It was nuts. And I had a reservation. A lot of people just showed up. They didn't have a reserved time. However, you still have to wait in the mass.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Massive crowds to get to the line of reserved or not reserved. So it doesn't really
Right.
save you a bunch of time, to be honest.
Right.
They give you this like cloth thing on your wrist that you're not supposed to take off until the race. But if you're selling your bib, you yourself have to get your bib. And then you would, there are YouTube videos on like how to take this off without breaking it. Because it's not like plastic, you know, like I don't know if it's melted on or whatever. It's kind of like,
Did somebody put it on you or like,
it's like a machine. Yeah, it just
whoa.
does that. It's like, you know, it's nice. It's cloth, whatever. But there are like ways, I guess, to take that off. And then you would, you know, sell it, your bib to
Oh my
somebody else.
God. How much do those go for?
Well, the marathon is expensive. It's 200 euros entry fee, which
Wow.
is like, I think, $250 now or something like that. So it's
Okay.
expensive.
Yeah.
On top of like if you use the bag drop, that's 15, 20 euros. If you get one of the jackets, that's 120 euros. If you get a shirt, it's 40 euros. Like it's
Yeah,
expensive.
yeah.
But then once you get into the line, once I've got my bib, I didn't get anything extra. They give you like a little tote bag with some electrolytes and Adidas cologne, like just random sampler stuff. And then you go in the expo center. And I was like, oh, I'll spend about an hour here. And it was so much fun. I wish I had filmed it. I wish I had my
Oh,
camera. I
really?
was like, it was pretty awesome. Like
Oh,
it was
cool.
like tech, running, and travels, like three things I love just
Boom.
combined. So yeah, it's basically like a show for all the shoe companies, socks, fitness companies. I got to wear these. I can't remember. I should, you know what? I have my phone. Let me look up the company. But you know these like,
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever used them. They're like things you wear around your legs to recover. It's like it goes basically up all the way up your.
Oh my God, we use them all the time in shows and for PT, but I don't even know what the name of it is.
So it's
Those are
called.
great. Oh my God.
Have you used them, right? Yeah. It's called, the company was Black Roll. There were a couple companies, but I'll shout them out because I used them. They're called compression boots. That's what it's called. I thought it was going to be BS, and I felt pretty great after. I got to admit, like it was like, oh man, my legs feel pretty fresh.
You're like, exactly.
So I did that. Adidas and this app, which I found the app kind of annoying, to be absolutely honest with you, called
The,
Ochi.
oh, not the race app. This is a different.
No, the race app's actually really good. Like it has
Okay,
the
cool.
whole route, it has where all the stops are. Your friends, if they download, anybody can download it and put in the bib numbers for all their friends. You can see where the
That's so
cheer zones
cool.
are. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Then I did a running analysis with Adidas, and Ochi is the app.
Okay.
So Adidas workers were there, I guess, like their representatives. So they do this, it's based on AI. You can download this app. I haven't tried it on my own. It's called Ochi, Ochy, I think.
Okay.
And basically, they set up like an iPad and there's a
Okay.
treadmill in front, but it has to be a treadmill that's like powered by you. You know what I mean? Like it's not one of those kind of curved ones. And the camera, they have you run for like a minute and it analyzes like your balance, your pronation, your knees, hips, all that stuff. That was pretty cool, to be honest. Like, I mean, I was running in jeans, so I don't know how much they could tell because they were like, you should ideally you do it without a shirt on and you do it with shorts so it can see your body and stuff and whatever.
You're like, maybe not in the expo center.
Yeah, not in the Expo Center. And then they recommended a Adidas shoe to me, which I mean, figured.
Yeah, probably great though.
Yeah, it was the Boston. It's actually the one that if I were going to run in Adidas, it would be the Boston 13, which is kind of like their carbon, like not plate, but they've got like carbon bands on the bottom. So it gives you spring.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of
Maybe
people
worth a
didn't.
try.
Yeah. I mean, you get a lot of discounts at the expo. So things are like 10, 20% off and so on.
Running. That's pretty cool. Is the Ochi app like anybody can download it and try it like with their own phone camera? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have paid tiers, and I don't know what you get with the different like tiers, but basically if you have somebody hold the camera, you know, your phone, you can run like past it on like just on a regular path. You can run on the treadmill, and then you can, I think you can set it up in front of you where you run toward it, and it'll give you like a whole
Cool.
360 about your balance and stuff. So yeah, it was pretty
That's
cool.
pretty cool. Yeah. Tech running, all of it.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool. It was sponsored by like some like Chiquita Bananas, which makes sense. And then there is this like this noodle company, like you know, like packaged ramen called Yum Yum, I think it's called.
Yum.
And I was like, all right, I don't know if that's like the healthiest thing to eat before a race, but I don't know. Maybe it
Is
is.
it like, don't you have to like overload your carbs or something the night before? Is that?
It's basically eat as much pasta as you can for like the 2 days before. So
Dreams. I need to get into running if that's like recommended because I already do that every day. So
yeah,
maybe
no,
the yum
it's
yum noodles are gonna be the way to go the night before. Maybe that's it.
yeah, and they had like all these like all the like different bar companies with their protein bars and their carb bars and their drinks and like I mean I was just eating and drinking the whole time.
You're like buzzed, ready to
It was awesome.
go.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, and the lines weren't too bad. Like it definitely, I think getting there early was a mistake. I think maybe just runners are like obsessive people that, you know. So as it got a little bit later in the day, like it kind of calmed down. Like they had all the shoes, Saucony, you know, Nike, all the big ones. But discounts, I mean, pretty good, like 10, 20% off. I mean, you couldn't race in any of that stuff because you go on Thursday, you can't really break in shoes until for
Oh, right.
Sunday. I mean, you could, but it's kind of risky, I guess.
I'm sure everybody has like their favorite shoe already
Yeah.
set.
Yeah, because I walked by Ultra had like a huge like booth like right in the middle. It was like pretty big, which and Ultra is not like a huge company. They're a little bit niche. They make shoes that are that don't have a like a heel to toe drop. In other words, most shoes have like especially running shoes, they're a little bit higher in the back than they are in the front. Kind of helps you lean forward. They do now make shoes with like a 4 millimeter drop, but that's considered pretty minimal. And the toe box is really wide, so it's supposed to give you like a more natural
I see.
like stance. So I think they're getting more popular, definitely more popular with trail runners. People want, you know, strong feet, they're running a
Wow,
long time and all that, and stability, it gives you a lot of stability. I walked by their booth. I'm running in their Experience Flow 2, which I started using like 6 weeks ago. I have two pairs, one for just walking and one that I use just for running. I was like, oh, let me check them out. And they had these like Berlin Marathon special edition ones. And I was like, I don't
that's
really need
really cool.
but yeah.
You want them, but you were like, I'm not gonna use
Yeah,
them.
I did get them.
Decor. Oh, you did?
I
Oh,
did.
good. Okay, good. Good. You needed them. You
I
need
mean, they
them.
came with
Essential.
matching socks and they're
Are
literally
you kidding? Yeah, it was essential. It was essential.
So I was like, all right, I can't run in these for a while, but I'll get there. So
Exactly. That's
they were like,
perfect. No, that's perfect.
yeah, they're gonna sell. I mean, they're a lot of shoes do that, Boston Marathon edition, whatever, and then they just sell out whatever they have. So I was like, I'll get these and the socks, and it was 10% off. They look pretty cool, I gotta say. I wish I had brought them. I could put them on the camera, but
I know. Separate video.
separate video. Yeah, maybe I'll when I'm editing, I'll flash them up on the screen.
Yes.
So yeah, and that was basically the expo. Trying to think of what else I saw. Garmin was there. I was
Cool.
pretty surprised they didn't announce. So like a day before on Wednesday, they announced the Venue 4, which I will be reviewing on the channel soon. But they didn't have it at their booth, so I couldn't get hands on, which I was kind of surprised about.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, sponsored by BMW, so there were a lot of BMW cars. But basically, that was it. Yeah, I think, if you're into shoes, you want to try shoes, like that was the main thing. But yeah, Garmin had a pretty small presence. I was a little bit surprised at that, to be honest.
Right. I mean, I feel like they're the most popular like smartwatch for runners, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So interesting. They probably just are like, hey, we know everybody already loves us.
Yeah, they've already picked up. Yeah, it was well, maybe on one of the upcoming episodes about the Venue 4, which is kind of competing with their own. It was a really interesting release, and the timing is really weird of that watch. So I really wonder what Garmin was thinking, but we'll get to that, I guess, later or maybe in the review.
Yeah. Are there any things that are happening in the city that are like unofficial that are exciting? Like, maybe unofficial meetups or unofficial, I don't know, like not expos, but like things similar for the runners.
Yeah, so there are a ton of shakeout runs. Basically,
Yeah.
those are like 5K or so, like not very fast. Just basically just, keep your legs kind of moving the week before the marathon. Because you don't want to do too much volume before. And usually a lot of the shoe companies, Adidas will do them. So you meet up, they'll if you're on their newsletter basically for like new releases of new products. They'll email everybody and say, this time we're meeting up if you want to join. And they usually have some food, drinks, and things to give away. There's one tonight with, I think it's sponsored by Saucony. It's with the Midnight Runners, which is one of the running groups I run with here. So they've got like yoga classes, like a couple different yoga classes before, and then you run, the 5K in the city. Then it's like pizza and probably beer and stuff. It's Germany.
Perfect.
So yeah. So and anybody can join those. So like,
Okay, cool.
whether you run or you just want to like hang out, there's a lot of stuff.
You lost the lottery and didn't want to buy a black market bib. That's your way. What is like your like day before and like morning before like look like exactly?
Yeah. So I Googled it, and basically you're supposed to start tapering down your training 3 weeks before.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah. So the last super long run you do is like 3 weeks out. And what I mean by super long run is like 18 to 22 miles. So about 30, 35K. Then you start, tapering down. So like this week, the last really long run I did was the last 10 on Sunday, which was 16K or 10 miles. I ran with the Midnight Runners on Wednesday. That was like a 10K, and I ran like intervals, like sprints kind of on that one. And then tonight I'll do five. Tomorrow it will be a lot, some walking, some pasta, a lot of eating, hanging out, and then going to bed super early because you have these different groups. Like waves of the runners, you find out when you pick up your bib or before a couple of days which group you're in. They open the doors depending on what group you're in at 7, 7:30 or 8 in the morning. I know I'll get there at 8 in the morning, And then I run at 10 past 10. So it's like,
Whoa.
it's kind of a long time. So,
What do
I'm
you
kind of,
do like for those 2 hours? Like, are you...
that's a good question. 'Cause I know a lot of the like running groups, a lot of my friends are going to be warming up, but I'll be done warming up. I'll warm up with them and then it'll be like 8:30. So
Right.
I don't know. Like I guess I've heard in past years, like finding the porta potty is kind of hard. So everyone just pees in the woods. I don't know. I guess I'll just kind of hang out. I don't even know. I hope they have places to sit, eat some
Yeah.
food, I guess, and not too much. I don't know.
I'm sure the time will fly.
And the most unusual thing is they've actually sent out two emails warning there's a heat wave coming. So Sunday the race is going to be a lot hotter than usual. They're expecting about 25 Celsius, which I think is like 80 degrees, which is pretty hot.
Oh.
It's really hot, especially for Berlin. So it's gonna throw off a lot of people, I think. And usually Berlin is one of the marathons where records are broken because it's a very flat course. But I think in that kind of weather, that probably won't happen.
Yeah, they gotta get the medics on standby. That's gonna be
And on average, 6 to 8 people die during the marathon. So
Oh, 6 to 8?
I learned that, yeah.
Wow, per marathon, that's pretty significant.
And something like 20 people have heart attacks, so.
Yeah, hopefully, but I'm sure people think that they're trained properly, but it takes like what? I mean, how long does it take to train for a marathon? Like if you're starting from scratch, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine genuinely like running that long.
They say it takes, like, you should probably start training like 12 to 16 weeks out, like
Oh.
3 to 4 months, depending on what baseline fitness you're in. I mean, the training sucks. I mean, I run a lot and I run pretty comfortably up to a half marathon. Like that distance is okay for me. But like when you start getting up to like 18, 19, 20 miles, like something happens to your body and you just it's I don't know. For me it's pretty painful, especially when you're just running by yourself and you're just doing training. It kind
Yeah. I'm sure like the group motivation is helpful, but I'm sure it also like pushes people past their limit at the same time.
Yeah, they have DJ booths set up in Berlin, and they even have an official rave after for the runners, sponsored by
No way.
BMW. Like
Like
typical
dream.
Berlin style. Yeah,
Yeah. That's fun. Will you be attending? Of course.
I think so. Yeah, it depends how I feel. I don't know. It depends how I feel. But after the marathon, there are a couple of other unofficial parties that, like, where the different running groups set up, and so people get together, eat, celebrate, hang out, I guess cry if you're in pain.
Probably all of the above. When you're like running, I'm like, do you? I have really have no idea. Like, do you like take breaks and like walk at any point? When you're talking about like the app, I'm like, are you running and like look tracking your friends, maybe checking where the next cheer zone is? Like, do you have a power bank? Does your phone last the whole time? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's like the actual the running part? Like, do you walk
Yes.
it ever? I don't.
Some people do. I mean, I might. I don't know. I like getting like around 18, 20 miles, like I feel okay. My training, I feel okay. But when you get to that point, like there's something about that distance that something happens to your body, you really just want to stop. But fortunately, along the race route, that's where most of the biggest cheer zones are. That's where most of the running groups are, where the DJs are. I mean, there throughout the course, that's about where the big ones start.
Nice.
Also, two other quick things about the app. Once you turn on the open the app and you turn on location services on the morning of, only on the morning of does this work. It's really great for kind of privacy as well. So you turn on the location services, and when the marathon starts, it will activate it. So your phone doesn't have to be on, it's just running in the background, and it will give
Nice.
live updates to people so that they can track you, and then after basically that shuts down. So it's really nice.
Nice.
And then if you're in the crowd, it also will tell you the points and the metros you can take. So if you're watching somebody running, you can watch them at the start, you can take a metro to point B and watch them, half an hour, 30, 40 minutes later, and then get to another point. So you can basically catch somebody about
Nice.
points along the route and then meet them at the end.
That's so great. Everybody can be involved. I love that.
Yeah, super, super well designed. Super well designed. Unlike the expo lines. So
Yeah, it's like you can't have it all. I'm shocked they don't like mail your bib to you, but I guess the expo is like the whole thing. They want people to buy more stuff and
I'm kind of surprised they don't mail it to you either, because like I don't know, it was a lot. Like, I mean, I'm just thinking if there was some kind of emergency, people would have been trampled, for sure. They need the lines to they need organizers outside of the convention center to organize people before they turn to this huge mass. Like it would just it didn't feel great, it's just like so, but yeah, and then the expo center, they had that part organized pretty well.
That's good. Does the same company for all those, you said there's like the world marathons? What are they like the same company that has all of those? Do they each have an app? Is it like all designed by the same thing, or are they all just kind of separate?
Yeah, it's the marathon. Those seven marathons are by Abbott, which is the company.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know if the app is the same for each one. Like I know the privacy requirements are a little bit stricter in Europe with GDPR and things like that. So they may use different developers or have different requirements. So I'm not sure. But if I do know that if you do run all seven, they have this big medal where you can put all your other medals in, like the thing, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. That's cool. We got to get number two, Chicago.
Yeah, I would like to do Chicago. I think Boston is the hardest one to win the lottery, and I think Berlin is the easiest. So you have like a 30% chance of winning a spot.
Wow.
I think Chicago is pretty competitive as well. But yeah, I'll sign up. Why not? Well, wait,
Yeah.
let me see how this one goes.
Yeah.
I may
Yeah.
never
We'll
want to do
start
this
there.
again.
True. We'll start there. We'll start there.
So. Yeah, cool. Thanks, Brian. I will let you know how it goes. I will record again, yeah, in a couple of days. I'll tell you how the
Excited.
experience is. Yeah.
Good luck. Break a leg or whatever you guys
Don't have a
say.
heart
But
attack.
yes, don't have a heart attack. Please don't be one of the 6 to 8 people.
I just don't, yeah, that was my thing, is I just don't want to be somebody who dies, because
No.
they'll be at my funeral like, he was so excited to run this and he's dead. And also we don't get
Well,
a
like,
second part of the podcast either. It
I
just ends like
know.
this.
It'll just be me being like, guys, there was an update. Bad update. Yeah,
Cool.
no. Okay, well, we'll talk soon then.
Sounds good. Well, I'll do a time jump, and for those of you listening, here's part two. And we're back. Look, that was so fast. No time has
Whoa.
passed.
Quickest marathon in history.
Yeah. So how's it going, Brian?
I'm good. How are you? How are your legs?
So this is the Tuesday after the marathon. Oh, you know what? Excuse me. Sorry, I just forgot.
Oh,
Just had to,
for a little
Sorry,
excited.
yeah. Just
Just gotta
what
get
were we
through it
talking
all.
about again? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
there's
remember. What's that around your neck, Ono? What is that?
just a small little accessory that I got, which is this gold medal. It's pretty
Okay.
nice, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
There's like all these memes, where it's like, how long do you wear the medal after a marathon? And people are just like, forever. I don't know, it's pretty
Probably a
cool.
couple, yeah, years, I'd say.
Yeah, I'll put that around there. Hopefully it's, yeah. So this is the Tuesday after the Sunday. Yesterday, so okay, so after immediately after the race, I had to walk to an after party. Like I could have taken the metro or the bus. No, I think it was I take the subway, but I didn't want to walk down the stairs because walking was pretty tough. So I walked 2K there. It was like 2 kilometers. Like I guess that's a mile.
What?
And it was really like it took me forever. It was a really slow, weird walk,
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I sat down there, had some pizza, whatever, and I got back home and I was like, yeah, I'll be fine tomorrow. And I woke up and I don't think I've ever been so sore in my life. My legs were like, I was tired. I mean, it was like I couldn't really sleep. I don't know if that was just like the nerves or the soreness or the tiredness. Yeah. But today
That
it's okay.
your body probably like can't tell the difference of like trauma and like, yes, I'm doing a marathon. Like it like thinks it went through something.
It was pretty, like, I've never had soreness, like muscle soreness, like in my like thighs. You know, usually it's like lower, like in your calves or maybe like around your knees, but not the like entire thigh. I was
Yeah.
like,
I can't actually stand. Yeah.
yeah. And sitting and standing were like getting up from a, like, I couldn't do it without like pushing, like having to like bounce off the couch. And so it was like pretty embarrassing.
How is it today?
It's okay. Like, it doesn't feel as bad. This morning I was like, oh great, here we go again. But now it's not so bad. I think I can pretty much get up without using my hands.
Love that. Love
And the
that.
walking's okay. Like, everybody told me, like, after the marathon, just keep walking for like 30 minutes, which I kind of did, even though it was bad. And yesterday I went for like a 45-minute walk. Really, really slow, but it helps, you know, like after you sit, that's the thing.
Do you like roll out, get that lactic acid out of there? Like,
Took hot shower and then cold water shower. Like, I took whatever advice people had. I'm trying to think what else happened. Oh, and there's this weird experience that we'll talk about the whole race, but like, where it's like I'm only sore in my legs, but I have a ton of energy and I feel like running. It's the weirdest thing. So it's like my legs are shot, but I have a lot of energy and I want to go for a run. It's really weird. I
like
don't know if
right
it's,
now, like post.
yeah, even yesterday I felt like that. I mean, there's no way I could,
Yeah.
but yeah.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the runner's high or whatever, which we'll talk about. And then, yeah, so now I'm full recovery mode because I'm running another marathon in 2.5 weeks. So I gotta kind of get ready for that.
It like more daunting now or like what's the mindset now that you've already done one?
Totally, totally the opposite. So, yeah, so I'll start from the beginning. So I'll get back to this question because I like that question. So the day before, so the Saturday, basically people tell you to carb load and eat as much as carbs as you can, which is what I did. And I drank as much like electrolytes and gels and all that stuff. And I think that messed me up, to be absolutely honest with you. I was
Oh,
like
really?
pretty full at the start of the race. And I kept taking the gels every 5K, which is what they say you should do. And around 30, I felt like I had cramps and I was going to puke. Like, it was, I
Oh.
think I took too much. Even though I had trained with it,
Right.
the thing is, in my training, I'd only ever run 22 miles. But it's like when you get to there and then I would stop, right? So even if I was full, I didn't really notice it. And then after that, so anyway, I think that was a mistake. But the organization was pretty weird. It
Of
was
race or
so, like, you get a starting block, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I think it went to like K or something. And you get a time. So mine was 10, 10. The weather was very unusually hot for Berlin period, but also for September is 27 Celsius, like 83 degrees, very, very hot, sunny and everything. So, you know, people were there early. They don't really tell you like where to go, what to do. Like, you just show up.
love that.
And I had some friends who were running as well, and it was their first time. Some people knew what they were doing. But the bathroom lines were like crazy long. Like, you wait half an hour. They don't tell you where all the bathrooms are. I found that really weird. There weren't good signs. And so because of all of that, like, I had planned to get to the block at 10, 10, like a little bit before. But what they don't tell you is, at least for Berlin, I don't know how the other marathons are. Like, I could have gotten there 20 minutes before and started running. Like they didn't start them off really in waves that was very organized, at least from what I could tell.
Whoa.
Also, like an idiot, I just assumed once we, because people were like climbing fences and stuff, like to get into their gates, it was like pure madness.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't even know where the start line really was. So I figured once we got onto the road, people were started running. So I did. So I was like, I guess I'll start my watch. I ran
Yeah.
like an extra like 800 meters, like a, you know, to the start line. And then I was like, oh, this is the start line. I was like, great. I really wish I didn't do that. But anyway, that was kind of the, yeah.
So weird, like such a big deal. I mean, there's like a lottery system just to run, and their expo is a little messy, and their
Yeah.
little lineup is a little messy. You'd think they'd have it down by now.
Yeah, I guess it's the world's biggest marathon. So it was this year, I think it was 55,800 people.
Wow.
161 countries, participants from 161 countries. So I feel like they don't, what I read is they don't seem to get enough volunteers to do every, like it did, I don't know, like it's very, it's okay. I'll stereotype. It's a very, it seemed like it was a very Berlin way to organize something, not a very German way to organize something.
Gotcha.
Because, like, when people are climbing fences, like the fence could fall on people, the people could fall. Like, it wasn't the safest. We were walking through the woods as well. So it wasn't like, it was just like a dirt path through the park to get to the asphalt, which I thought was really weird. I was like, I'm like hopping over steps and like, I mean, like not steps, but like branches. And I mean, like, and it's crowded, you know, like if something goes wrong and people's like panic and run.
And like you're done, yeah.
So I thought that was really weird.
Think Harry Styles got like airlifted to the start line or what?
Yeah, I think his bib was like A block. So he was probably like up in the front.
Right there.
You know what I wonder? Is, you know, he had a false name.
Oh, really? I
Yeah, it
didn't.
was like Stanston. It was something really weird. It's like not a human name, I
Right.
feel like. But like they must have had the publicist get in touch with the marathon organizers to give to allow him to run under a false name. Because when you pick up your bib and stuff, you gotta get an ID. So they must have like some underground, you know, like when celebrities go to an airport, they don't go through like normal customs.
Right.
They have like a whole separate entry and like lounges and all that. I wonder if that's the case for him.
I'm sure he was not just entering that lottery, right? Like, there's no way. But that
Yeah.
means somebody up there is organizing something. So let's get some more volunteers next year.
Yeah, and to be fair, like his time is pretty, I mean, like 2:59 is a really
Impressive,
good
right?
marathon time. And
Crazy.
in Tokyo, you ran 3:24. Like cutting off like 25 minutes off your time in a
And
year is
in that heat too, I'm like, whoa.
with long sleeves, which I was like, that's crazy. I was
The
like,
corrupting identifying tattoo and like
I did see, actually, I had a friend running, and people were taking pictures of him along the route, and there was one where he was like kind of close to Harry Styles. It was kind of
oh,
funny.
really?
Yeah. People were like, I found you in this reel and I found you this thing, you know.
No way.
And there
That's
was one TikTok where I saw somebody recognized him while he ran by and she started freaking out somebody in the crowd. And I was like,
whoa.
that's pretty good. I don't think I would recognize him at all with just in the running gear and the glasses.
I don't think I, maybe I would.
Like if he ran by, like,
I'm probably, yeah, glasses, like sweat, hair, but that's probably how he looks on stage, honestly, like, you know,
yeah.
after a couple hours. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what's weird is like I think for me, I was like in such a weird, like there's so much going on that I was like not aware of anything. It was like now I kind of know. You know, I can be more relaxed when I get to start line. I don't need to like they're gonna leave without me. And I would get there earlier because there were so many people in front of me that I zigzagged like a crazy amount, which crushed me. Like it crushed me when I got
Oh,
to like 22 miles. Like too, I used too much energy doing that.
want to run,
Also, I ran into a barrier, so that was fun.
physically, like into a barrier.
So around And this is funny. This was in very close to a neighborhood I know super well in Berlin. And I think that's what I kind of got like, oh, I know this place, you know. And I was checking my shoe to see if it had gotten untied, because it did un get untied like really early in the marathon. And I was like looking down, and you know, like when you hear things, but then you process them later that you heard them.
Yeah.
I heard people yelling at me to look up, and there was like, you know, they have these poles that separate the bike lane and like metal poles, and fortunately there was like a soft pad in front of it, but I ran straight into it with my foot,
Yeah.
which messed me up for really early on in the race. I was like, this is painful, and I'm not going to look down, and I'm not going to see like if my foot is bleeding. But yeah.
Nope. Yeah, that would, well, I'm glad it wasn't worse, but that's
Yeah.
probably maybe a little funny for some people watching.
I felt like the biggest moron in the world. I was like, great, I was that guy. I just like straight up ran into like a metal pole. Like it was
After
thankfully
putting
like
more, that's okay. It had to happen.
I mean the pole thankfully was only like, you know, knee high. It wasn't like where like my whole face slammed into it, because that would have been even funnier. But
Right. Yeah,
so
or so, I mean, first marathon, you got to get a little humbled, you know, like.
yeah. So that happened. The water stations were like a complete mess of a I people have told me this is what water stations are like at marathon, but I'm like, it's just pure chaos. There's like people like cutting right across the whole running path to get to the water. Then they have these hard plastic cups. People just throw them on the ground. So you hear this like clack, 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 that people running on the cups. It's super slippery.
First,
The
yeah.
first two water stations, I ended up throwing the water in my mouth, like trying to like drink it real quick so I could keep going. It ended up going in my nose. It was like a whole disaster.
That's what they don't tell you during training. They're like, the practice, rehearse the water drinking.
Yeah, and I think at Chicago they have paper cups, so you can grab it and people like kind of pinch the cup, and but the plastic you can't. It's like a thick plastic cup. So, and then at some of them they would have like this Morton drink, you know, they make the gels, and I guess they make a drink which people are com were complaining it didn't have electrolytes, but I think it did. Anyway, people would drink it and spill half of it, you know, they just dump the rest on the ground. It would make the ground super slick at the water stations. It was like ice skating at one point.
Oh my God, that is, yeah, that's dangerous. They've got to
So,
have a ladder. Wait, so do you like go pee during this? I'm like,
but here's the crazy thing. I, right before I peed, like right before the race, and I drank in that morning, I drank 1 liter with electrolytes. I drank another like half liter tea. I probably had 2 liters of water before, like the morning right there. During the race, I was drinking a lot. It was really hot. I probably drank 3 liters minimum. And then at the after party and stuff, I had a bunch of water. Let's say I drank like 3.5 liters. What's crazy is I ended the race at like 2 p.m. or something. I didn't pee until like 7 hours later.
what?
It's the amount of water that you like. My shirt was like covered with like salt stains, my shorts, like, I mean, it was like
Yeah.
wild. Like, I mean,
Wow.
it's,
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
yeah. So you just lose like a ton of water, and it was like the heat was it doesn't sound that hot, but I get when you're running, you know, it's like, and they had like hoses spraying at different places, so that was kind of nice, like to cool you off. But it just made your like feet soggy and wet, and you just like, so it was pretty interesting. I mean, like the difference between running like 22 miles versus 26 is so huge.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but like you're something, I don't know, it's way harder. That's all I can
Yeah,
say.
I cannot imagine. That is, I get to like a mile and a half and I'm like, all right. I'm out, babes. I'm out.
Well, I will say this. So, speaking of that, it is super fun, right? Like, it was my first one. I didn't really have a time goal. I was like, number one goal is to finish the race. That was number one. because along the way you do get at points where I felt like I'm not going to be able to do this. Like I really felt like I can't do this. Like I just can't. I'm going to give up. Like, and it
Wow.
happens around 30. For me, it was like 33 kilometers. At that point, I hit a water station that was really crowded. It slowed me down. I stopped to get water. A whole bunch of people started walking after that station. And it's like the cheer zones in Berlin were amazing. There was so many great, like a lot of like Brazilian drummers. There were like five or six, like with these big, like, dum, 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 drums. And they were like playing like cool stuff. It was really good. People were on their like balconies just with speakers blaring from their apartments, having parties and stuff. It was really cool. But this was like a reverse cheer. It's like when you see that many people start walking after the thing, and you're like, oh man, I gotta run around them, or could I walk for like 15 seconds? And man, that messed me up. That was bad.
You
Like,
walked for like 15 seconds and then you were.
then after that, like there were a lot of little walks here and there. And I think all the advice that I have been told was no matter what you do, try to, even if it's super the slowest run you can imagine, just keep running.
Okay.
Once you start walking, it's really easy to just like
All back into it,
fall
yeah.
back into it. But there's like a crazy energy, like when you start, when you pass the cheer zones, like it's like a really like it's like a weird feeling. Like you feel so happy. There's so many people cheering you. They don't know who you are. They're like calling out your name. At first you're like, how do they know my name? I was like, oh, it's on my bib. But like, they come up
That's
to
so
you.
fun.
Yeah, there were like all the different, like all kinds of organizations in Berlin. Like they had like different themes for different cheer areas. It was
Oh,
super, super
cool.
cool. And that's what keeps you going, It's like that's
Right.
what's like it pushes you. And then along the way there are cameras, which I didn't know how many cameras there were, but I would catch them. Sometimes we were like on these cranes. And I was like, all right, let me not look terrible when I get to them. I didn't know this, but just an hour ago, so 48 hours after the race, they send you like, I think it's 100 pictures of you. And I assume they use AI to use your
Yeah.
bib to figure out in the all the photos where you're in it.
No way.
And then what they do is they send them to you and you can buy them. Like, I mean, you can get the preview or you buy them for like $50, which I did.
That's you didn't?
No, I did, yeah.
Did, okay, great. Wait, I'm like, are we gonna see them or what's happening?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah. I'll flash some up on the screen, but it's
okay.
pretty cool. Like, you would see some of the camera guys, but apparently there were like way more than I even noticed.
Right. That's crazy. So it was just like pictures of, there's no videos, right? From those at least.
So they did, it does say, and I clicked on the high resolution version and it's still doing it. I guess it takes a few hours, but I think they have when you cross the finish line, like a video of that.
Oh,
So
awesome. Boom. You need that. That's
I
cool.
knew where I saw that camera like way ahead and I was like, because I sprinted the last 2K. I felt like I was gonna die like
What?
before. And then the last 2K, like something happened. I ran my fastest per kilometer times in those last two. I saw a guy there who was like walking, struggling. And like something happens to you. I don't know what it is. You see all these people running, everybody's so supportive, and like I don't know. It's like a crazy drug. Yeah. And so I was like, you gotta go. And he was like, he's like, no. He was like, I'm done. And I was like, come on, man, you can do it. You gotta see it. And I don't know what state I was in. I was like all pumped up. And he was
Yeah.
like, okay. And he started kind of running. And I was like, oh, God. I was like cheering him on. Cause I,
No way.
for some reason, cheering other people and cheering the crowd, cause I would do that a lot, like kind of pumped me up. And so the guy started running and he was right behind me on the finish line. So I was like, pretty awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank God he didn't like collapse and it was like on your.
Yeah, there were a lot of collapsed people. There was a guy who collapsed at Brandenburg Gate, which is like so close to the end. It's like 400 meters to the end, and he would just collapse there. And I was like, man, that freaks you out too. Like when you're running the race, you see people collapsed, you see people on stretchers, you see people in the medical unit, you see like and you're like, man, it scares you a little bit. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, you're like, how did they know their limit? They didn't. Do I know mine?
Yeah.
Is that good?
But it was super cool. I run with the Midnight Runners running group here. They had a warm up, two warm ups for two groups, earlier and one a little bit later, which was super awesome. They had the best cheer zone. They were really amazing. And when I saw them, it like pumped me up and it got me going.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And then those last 2K, getting back to your original question, I started sprinting. I had no pain in my body. I felt like I could have run another marathon at that point. I mean, it's probably all like hormones and endorphins and whatever. But when you cross the like finish line, I don't know. I felt like a happiness. I don't know if I ever felt that kind of happiness. It's so weird. Like it's like you just feel like emotional. You're like so happy that you did it. You're like, I like all these like things start running through your head.
Right.
It's kind of the best feeling ever.
Right.
Like it's this
Wow.
crazy feeling. And now I know the second marathon will be easier mentally because now I know what I'm running. Like now I know that feeling is waiting for me at the finish line. So when it sucks at like, mile 21, 22, 23, like if I could just push past that part, when you get like to those last, when you get a little bit closer, then things open up, like something happens.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that makes sense. I feel like that's why people get addicted to fitness, like on a way smaller scale, anyways, like right after the workout, feeling good. And you're like, wait, I can do this every day. But that's why, like, times literally 26,000 million percent. So, yeah.
I think it's, yeah, no, I think when you any kind of workout, right? Like you feel that like reward. But like, yeah, with the marathon, I think it's like I thought like I really like was like, man, I'm gonna quit. I'm not gonna be able to do this. And I was like, no, I'm gonna like it's I don't know, it's a really nice experience, I think.
That is awesome. So I'm glad you didn't, you're like looking forward to the next one and not just like, okay, I did it and I hated it and I'm gonna be done. So that's exciting because now you can run them all around the world.
Yeah, I might have like unlocked like a new, like it's not my favorite distance to run. Like a half marathon is like great. Like I like to run a little faster. I don't have to plan as much. That's a good distance for me. But I don't know. There's just something about that because you're like you see all these people running with you, and you're like all going for the same thing. And you see people of all ages. Like I saw people like way younger, way older. And all speeds. I mean, there were like people that were like a lot older than me, just like flying past me. There was a Brazilian woman who was older than me, was running barefoot, which I was like, she was fast, like fast.
What?
Yeah. She was
That's
just.
crazy. Her feet must be so calloused. That's crazy.
Yeah. I saw a guy who was dressed like a goat in a like Chinese traditional outfit. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a weird mashup of things. He flew past me. He was pretty fast. I was kind of like a little bit disappointed. I was like,
You're like, and in your go costume, fine. We gotta ask ChatGPT like what that's about, because there must be
yeah.
some significance.
And there's a guy who runs it every year with a pineapple, balancing a pineapple on his head. I might have mentioned that in the first part. I don't remember, but I did see him as well, and he did run this year.
Like, is it like attached to his head? Fit like.
He balances it the whole way.
What? Gonna be looking that up. That's crazy.
I saw an interview with him. They asked him, why does he do it? And he does it. He says, because it makes people happy. He's like, it puts people, and he's like, I want to make people happier.
Oh,
And
that's so cute.
he was like, he said, he even quoted Gandhi. He said, like, it be the change you want to see
Wish
in the world. Or, and he's like, that's what I'm doing. I'm making people happy. So,
obsessed with him. That's everything. What's his time like?
yeah, I think it's like 5 hours. I mean, it's, 5 and a half or something. To be fair, he's balancing a pineapple on his head. So,
The pineapple, like I have so many questions about the pineapple, but that's
yeah.
later.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But it was, I think I learned more about not just the running part. I think I learned like 85% of it was the logistics of the race, like the water stations, the
The
line, yeah.
water, even that. So it just sounds, but now you're prepared. I wonder if the next one's going to be like, it'll be really cool to compare, I
Yeah, the
think.
next one's in Sofia. It's sold out as of last week, but it only has 6,000 people. So
Oh,
it's a lot smaller. Yeah.
good job. That'll probably feel so nice, honestly. Like, I think you'll probably love that. But I mean, I guess like the cheer stations will probably be smaller and stuff, right? Or cheer zone.
Yeah, I think, and it's a double loop. So, like,
Oh.
you have to run the same loop twice, like two half marathons. So, which is good in a sense that, like, I'll know the course really well the second time. Some people say, you know, it might get like mentally a little boring or whatever, but yeah, the lack of cheer, I don't know how much cheering there will be in the far reaches,
Right.
you know, of the race, but
Do you listen to music while you're doing this, or is it just like there's so much going on that you're just like clocked in?
so actually, so for the Berlin Marathon, this was the first year that they allowed open ear headphones.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to wear headphones at a lot of the marathons because of safety, so you can see where you're going. A friend of mine told me to bring earplugs. It's like, because it can get super loud on the course with like people just like putting up like huge speakers blaring music. And I did actually end up using earplugs for a little bit because there were some parts where like it got super loud and there's just like, it's like intense. It's like so many people like crashing into people, falling down, you know, like so
That's
yeah.
crazy. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I didn't really think about that.
But
So they allow it now, but you did not.
I had music running on my watch. So my watch has a speaker and I can sync it with Spotify or YouTube music or whatever. D it downloads the songs and I can play those out the speaker. So I did
Oh, cool.
that like at a volume that was, if it was somewhat like not super loud around me, I could hear it.
Okay,
And
cool.
then otherwise, I was just listening to all the music.
Love that. You could get the new Ray-Ban Oakleys that they just came out for athletes
I did
next time.
see
Those
a
are
lot of
open
people
ear.
running those in
I'm sure.
the Meta glasses. Yeah.
People filming from this is pretty cool.
Yeah, some people were like FaceTiming, stopping and taking selfies and stuff. I wish I had done that more. Like, I wish I had just stopped when I saw some of my friends along the way in the cheer crowd, you know, like, but I was like, if I stopped too, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm with you. You'd get too comfortable letting the legs just chill for a second.
I think now I know for the next time I would have more fun with it. Now I kind of know what to expect.
Right.
So, yeah,
That
so that was my experience. The shoes held up pretty well.
yeah.
They were re really comfortable. I don't know if next year I might try something different with a little bit more cushion, like pop, a little bit more bounce. But I don't think the shoes made a huge, like, I don't know if changing my shoes would make a huge difference. I did see a lot of people with the Adidas Evo SL, which is like the current hot, most popular like running shoe. So, but yeah.
I mean, why not just compare? They're all probably going to be pretty similar, I would say, right?
Yeah, it's not going to make a huge,
Yeah.
like,
What
yeah.
like clothes are people wearing the most? Like Lululemon, or like what's happening in Berlin?
Yeah, I don't know the, I didn't see any, notice any brands, but like everybody was wearing, yeah, pretty much, you know, like Lululemon kind of synthetic, you know, running shirts. Some people I felt like had dre overdressed because they normally it's pretty chilly here at the start of the marathon. Yeah, let's see. A lot of people had open ear headphones. A lot of people this year. And one of the sponsors is Shox, which is kind of one of the big brands. So a lot of people had that. What else? The shoes, yeah, Adidas and Asics. I think those were the two most popular that I saw. And a lot of the faster people in the front were wearing Nike Vaporflies, but the records were all broken in not New Balance, sorry, Adidas, and third place was Asics, Asics, whatever.
The same.
So
Love the stats.
yeah, so that was pretty great. Afterwards, like, they don't really tell you what to do. You just kind of walk out in this long area. I got my medal engraved, and I went to a little after party, and
Oh.
they had like a rave at 8, you know, like an official one. I was like, at first, I
That's
was like, I would definitely like to go, but I was like, no.
I'm like the last thing your body probably needs is alcohol, but it's probably the first thing all people are giving it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people do beer and whatever after, especially here, but it's like I just could. I mean, I was like, it was the bartender at the after party was like, I mean, they had food and he was like, water again? I was like, yeah, just keep giving me water. Like, I can't imagine drinking anything else right now.
Oh, no.
I burned a total of, I think I want to say like 3,700 active calories and like 5,600 total calories for the whole day. It's pretty.
Wow. That's like your record for sure.
Yeah.
That's like a record, just period. That's crazy. What was your official time? Share with the class. Like, hello.
4:22. Yeah.
Woo!
So and I was like looking at my run walk time and I had like 20 minutes of walk. I was like, if I just kept running, you know,
20
but
minutes of walking, that's it though. I feel like that's
yeah, it wasn't too, like, I think, you know what I realized, like, afterwards, it was like all mental because I was able to run the last, you know, like 4K, like fast. So it's not like my body couldn't do it. It's just like my
yeah.
brain, you just, it's really re like, it's, I don't know, when they
It's
talk about the
crazy.
wall, it's real. Yeah.
It's, I mean, even in like, again, smaller scale fitness, like going to the gym is, it's so much harder to motivate yourself. But in like a group fitness class
Yeah.
with a team, like watching, there's other people around, like it's just so much easier. So we gotta like unlock that mindset when you're alone, but it's like so hard.
Yeah, but once you do it once, I think now, like, whatever kind of fitness it is, like whether it's lifting a specific weight or I don't know, running a certain time or whatever competition, then you're like, okay, now, you know. And I can
Yeah.
see why people run ultra marathons as well now, because I'm like, once you run the marathon, if you do one or two of those, I can see why you want to do more, because you're like, I don't know
Ultra
what
marathon.
that's like. Yeah. I
What
mean,
is
I'm
an
not
ultra
doing
marathon?
that.
What, like how
Oh,
many?
50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles. Like, there's all kind of distance. There's no like official, it's anything longer than a marathon. And there are crazy long distance races. Yeah. It's really, really, it's growing in popularity too. You know, it's like,
That's crazy. I
I
mean, if
mean,
1,000 people can run a marathon, yeah, I guess just tack on another mile or two or 20.
yeah. I did end up running an extra 1.5 kilometers, and that's all with the zigzagging. Just not uncommon.
800 meters at the beginning.
No, that doesn't include that. This is just
Look.
on the course.
3 kilometers.
So, a couple of quick things. I want to talk a little bit about, you just reminded me of the tech. So, the Berlin Marathon app had a huge number of glitches. I think there's a lot of people connecting to the same Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, but the same cell towers, and the GPS got confused for a lot of people. So for me, it didn't real-time track and it had my numbers like off
Oh.
based on my chip. I think it's been corrected now, but the Garmin watches have this thing called auto lap by timing gate. So what it does is, obviously, when you're running a marathon or any race, you're not running the exact, unless you're on the line that they use to measure, which there is a blue line that you can see throughout the whole course. That's the official measurement. But you know, when you're taking turns or going around people, you're not on that line. So you're going X, you're running more, zigzagging,
Right.
whatever. So if you're using your watch to keep you updated for the lap times, like your pace per mile per kilometer, it's going to be off from the actual, what your chip says and what the markers are. But when you download the maps to your Garmin watch, the official map, it will sync with the sensors along the course.
Oh, you said that's crazy. That's awesome.
So, like when I got done with the race, I didn't know what my time was because the app showed me still running like 45 minutes after. It was like still like as if I was running, but on my watch, I had the time, like the official time, and I didn't know that it was, but it was like the actual official time. So it was pretty cool. Like I knew
That's really
before
cool. Yeah.
the app did so.
Okay, actually, that's a great. They figured that out.
Yeah, so super useful. Yeah. And it knew where I was, like it knew I was at the race and like figured it, I didn't have to do anything. I just started to run. It was like, is this the Berlin Marathon? I was like, yes. I guess with the GPS, it just started the you know me off on that and gives you the map and everything. It was pretty cool.
Wow, that is awesome. You think the other ones will have that too, or
Yeah,
no?
so I was able to get in touch with like the Sofia Marathon and they sent me the I think it's a GPX file of the map. And it's also yes, it's timed. So I guess it uses the I think it uses the GPS to like calculate exactly where you are. So when you cross the markers that are on the map, it knows your
Perfect.
thing, I think so. So
Perfect.
yeah, overall that was my experience. It was as a personal experience, super fun. Really glad I did it. As a travel experience, like it's a lot. Like it's a lot to take in if it's your first.
Yeah, maybe start smaller.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it was easy for me here because I was already in Berlin. But like, if I were flying to, let's say, to New York or Chicago to just to do the marathon, I don't know how I mean, it's a lot of planning that goes in into it. You know, you probably need like at least like a day before the bib pickup,
Right.
you know,
Yeah,
and
because
then
if
go
it's
to
like a
Expo.
true hobby and you've done it a ton, then it makes sense to travel like significantly for it. But
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the smaller ones. I mean, I'll have a compare and contrast now, but you know, I don't know if I'd want to do a huge one again.
right.
Maybe the smaller ones, but we'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Yeah,
I'm
I
signing
always
up.
hear about like the cheer zones and like the differences in that, but I feel like the water stations like being less busy and things like that are going to be really, really
Yeah.
nice.
I'll sign up for birth. I'll apply next year too, so we'll see.
And Chicago.
And Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's a tough one. I mean, I'll try, but my chance.
It's going to be no bib transfer, right?
No bib. Oh, I don't know about Chicago.
I'll
Bison.
check. Maybe my downtown zip code will get you in
Yeah.
that.
I will say this for you and anybody who's listening at one of the marathons in your city, going to the cheer zone and just cheering random people even is super fun. You don't like you just see random people cheering you and just cheering in general, and it helps every single runner. Like it really does. And it's a really nice
That's
vibe.
really fun. I actually am gonna totally look into that because that's just like a fun thing to
Yeah.
do. Cool.
And the signs were great. Like people, I can't remember any really great. Like some were like making me laugh. Some were like super offensive in a funny way. I think I saw one that said running the marathon is easier than dating in Berlin. Who needs toenails anyway? You could have just paid for therapy.
Oh my God.
There was like those are the ones that I remember, but yeah.
I
Those
love
good
it.
ones.
I'll come up with something good.
Yeah, you should definitely do it.
Not run. Here's a.
I think you might be able to run.
Maybe
You could do it.
eighth marathon, eighth of a marathon.
You could do it for sure, I think.
Maybe with training, like a lot of it. I don't know. There's another pandemic, that's what I'll work on.
Yeah. It's the sport that goes everywhere.
You heard it here.
So yeah, unless you have any other questions for me about the experience, about how the city handled it.
I don't think so. If I have more, I'll ask you, but it won't be on the podcast.
That works. Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, this two-part episode. I wanted to just cover what it was like. Hopefully, if you're running Berlin Marathon in the future and you're listening to this episode, it answers some of your questions. But if you have any questions, you can reach out on wherever you're listening, if it's YouTube, under the comment section. If it's on, I don't know, wherever else. I'm at Fox Nomad everywhere. Just send me a message and I'll let you know. I'll answer your questions. Thanks, Brian, for joining. I appreciate it.
course.
I'm gonna go for a recovery walk now and hopefully feel better enough to run tomorrow, which is my plan.
Good luck.
Thank you. And everybody, wherever you're listening to this podcast, if it's YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the like button. That helps a lot. You can tell my brain is still foggy from the marathon because usually I remember how to say all of that without stumbling. And if you're listening to this podcast in the audio version, wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you leave the episode a 5-star rating and a couple of kind words. It helps us get the word out about the podcast. Thank you all again, and I'll talk to you and see you in the next episode.